This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Yes, it is Friday, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's May 30th, episode 924, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday!
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this Friday morning. Jamie, I got to talk to you.
Uh-oh.
You know, we try really hard here on the show. We've been doing this for a lot of years now, and you know, we have thousands of listeners that listen in every day. And
Love you guys.
I kind of think that we're entertaining. I assume they wouldn't listen unless we were somewhat entertaining and maybe funny occasionally, you know, that kind of thing. We're
mm-hmm.
doing something wrong. We're still doing something wrong, though. I got to tell you, something wrong. Because I read an article today. Judge Judy, the nasty old judge that does the Judge Judy show, you know.
Salty. She's salty.
Yeah. She makes $45 million a year. She is the highest paid television star on television. Period. Not even close to the second one. Yes.
There's no way she makes $45 million a year. Are you sure about this?
Now, are you ready for the really – that isn't even the part that makes you want to go, ah. The part that makes you want to go, ah, is that she works – she films the show 52 days a year. That means that per day that she's actually physically working, she makes $865,000. A day that she's actually filming.
No way. Are you serious? That's like more than she makes more than the cast members of Friends.
She makes more than any of the Night Talk guys. She makes more than Daily on the on that show. She makes more by double than any of them. It has been one of the most profitable series for the last 16 years for that network. And guess what the average age demographic is?
72.
Close. Very close. It's 60. It is 60. And you know what they said is they said most of the networks always want to go after what that 18 to 35-year-old crowd. That's the demographic that they all want. And they said this show has just proved that that's a pile of bull because – she has been making more money for more years than any of the rest of them. She has like five houses. She flies to California, stays at one of her houses out there a couple days a month to do filming, and they film like, 85 segments in a day. But, so there you go. I don't know what she has to be grumpy
about.
Oh, my
God. Seriously? You're right. I was going to call BS on this story, and CNN... CNN money division says Judge Judy is far and away the highest paid person on television. Could get $47 million a year is what this thing says. That's unbelievable. Because,
by the way,
my mom watches that show like all the time. I was shocked when she stayed here for the whole week and I was like, Mom, turn it off. Like, I can't take it. It's like a dog whistle that can only be heard by dogs. There's, like, a certain sound that makes Judge Judy listenable to, like, people over the age of 60. I think you're right.
And you know what? We would take $47 a day. You know, we don't need $47 million. We would take $47 a day. That'd be fine.
You
we
know,
could do that.
We should have Judge Judy sign up to GoFundMe.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
She can be one of our people.
By the way, if in case you're counting, that's $123,000 per working day, every day of the year that you wake up. So imagine waking up this morning. You were up a little late. You forgot it was Friday. I had to text you to remind you it was Friday because you thought it was Saturday. But imagine if you had actually woken up and went, I ought to go to work today. But I'm making $123,000 just for living today. That's not too bad.
I think my worth is that. I mean, I think I should be getting paid that for just waking up, but
yeah, well, it's not happened for any
being
of us or anybody listening.
Salty, angry judge. Good for her. Wow.
Hey, Judge Judy Joe. Could be listening, Glenn. She could be listening.
She could. Like she could. Judge Joe. Is it Judge Joe? Is he the other guy that does the court show? I have never seen him. But anyway, he makes like $22 million a year.
Do you think Judge Wapner is like, where's my money?
I know. That's what started it all, isn't it? That show?
Yes. Wapner. Oh, that guy probably got paid nothing. He's like the NFL players in the 70s that like made $8 a day. Like, ridiculous.
Yes. So I didn't mean to totally depress you on a day where you barely are waking up, but oh, my God. Anyway, Jennifer, I guess we have to do the show, even though we've just, you know, determined that, you know, we're doing something wrong. But I guess we'll keep doing it. What the heck?
We'll have to keep, we will soldier on. Yes. Judge Wapner is the inventor of TV judges.
Yeah. All the work, no money.
Yes, on that bombshell. On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, Glenn's got a list, and that's okay. And the Acceler Fund has found a way to turn horsehair into help for retired racehorses, and they're going to be here to tell us about it. And then the baddest ads to be found south of Spruce Meadows will send us off into the weekend with a hearty guffaw, so stay tuned for the fray.
Thank you, Jennifer. I actually have two Daily Winnies, and I think you do too. So a lot of Daily Winnies. It's Friday. Who cares? My first Daily Winnie goes out to one of our listeners by the name of Kelly Renner, who wrote us an email this morning. She said that she was at Devon, at the Devon Horse Show, and she was fortunate enough to catch Guy McLean's exhibition. And she said, I just wanted to comment on how amazingly spectacular and inspiring he is. I had an and this is where the Jamie reference comes in. I had an opportunity to speak to him, and true to my awkward ways, I totally fangirled out and couldn't talk.
Ah, I love you.
She has been listening to us for too long. She did it, Jamie. I guess I'm just not cut out for the equestrian world. No, that means you are cut out for the equestrian world.
Yeah, you are. You are in the middle of it, girl.
And by the way, Guy McLean's very nice. He would talk to you or anybody. So don't be afraid next time. And thank you so much, guys, so much for making me smile every morning at work and continuously helping me to expand my knowledge of horses and the equestrian world. You guys are amazing, and I listen to most of the Horse Radio Network shows. Please keep doing what you're doing. I guess we'll have to now, right? I mean, I was going to quit about 5 minutes ago because I was...
You know what? We better talk about horses now. She's learning something on this show. We better switch over.
Yeah, I think that was one of the other shows she was listening to.
We'll get to it. Gosh.
I think she was lying about that. Lindsay Roush, one of our listeners, just posted on my Facebook page, or posted that she got her official horse tattoo today. We've had this conversation several times on the show. Remember we talked about girl? Well, I don't know if you saw the picture of her horse tattoo, but she's got a... I assume it's her ankle. Let me look. I've got to see here. It could be her arm. I don't know. The picture's so close, I can't tell whether it's her arm or her leg. It's her ankle, I think. So around her ankle, she got these black running horses that go all the way around her ankle. There's like four or five of them that are running and go around her ankle. And it's pretty cool, actually. It's a pretty cool tattoo. So it looks like it hurts, though. It just looks like it hurts. She said she got her tattoo today with her stepmom. So I don't know if her stepmom got one, too. But good job representing the horse world there, Lindsay. Good job.
You know, Glenn just like, you just like to see girls' body art. That's pretty much what it is. So keep it coming, ladies.
You know what? Thank you. Thank you for looking after me there, Jamie. I appreciate it.
Well, yesterday was a very special day, and tomorrow is a special day. And if I can just take a moment. Hold on. Here we go. Tomorrow, baby Luke is 1 year old.
What?
Can you believe it?
Really?
He's going to be 1 year
You just, wait a minute. We all went through this with you, and it seems like yesterday you had the baby. It does seem like about yesterday.
I'm not lying, Glenn. Tomorrow is his 1 year birthday.
Well,
and yesterday was... Yeah, and yesterday was my wedding anniversary, and I remember leading up to this, I'm like, if that this son of a gun takes my anniversary and makes it his birthday, I'm going to be pissed. So at least I held out for 2 days to keep it keep them separate. But yesterday was wedding anniversary, which explains why I forgot the radio show this morning, because I was out. We had a babysitter, and Chad and I went out. And we went to sushi, and I had a lot of sake, and I went to bed, I think in my clothes.
God, sake is right up there with tequila as far as after effects.
I'm a little swimmy this morning. I'm a little swimmy this morning, I'm not going to lie. He drinks here, and I drink sake. And...
Were you dancing on tables? Because that's what tequila does. Does sake do that too?
You know what, Glenn, we laughed about this because the anniversary, like we would have had 2 years ago, obviously I was quite pregnant last anniversary, but the anniversary I would have had 2 years ago, I might have been dancing on tables. This time I drank the sake, I'm like, I just yawned through dinner. I yawned the entire time. I'm like, oh, it's so good. I'm having such a great time. Like,
such an old lady now.
And it's pathetic. No, you just don't sleep anymore when you have a kid. You just don't sleep. So good times, good times. That was kind of what happened last night.
Well, congratulations
and so tomorrow,
on your anniversary and happy birthday to baby Luke. I have to stop calling him baby Luke now. Toddler Luke. I have to call him toddler Luke.
You can just call him his name. I mean, whatever. I think you should call him baby Luke forever. When he's like 17, you're going to be like, oh,
yeah.
Hi, baby Luke.
I'll be flying out to visit, and I'll be going, hey, baby Luke, how's the football team good doing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I'm a baseball player, and I pitch with my left hand. That's what his dad wants anyway.
Oh, somebody said, wait a minute, before we go on, somebody said something on Facebook about your team. I
don't want to talk about it.
I didn't understand it, but the Red Sox? Something about the Red Sox. That's all I remember. And a sweep?
I pretty much said I don't want to talk about it. I was going to ignore Barbara. Her team swept my team, but my team is still leading the division even with that. And it is very early in the season. It's not even the all-star break. So, Barbara, bring it on. Keep it coming. We'll talk about it later at the end of the year when you guys lose and we're winning the World Series. The other daily winning that I have is, did you see my Facebook post yesterday? About my
student? I know which one you're talking about. I have concerns about that, too. So why don't you go ahead and share it?
This chick is such a badass. She is 17 years old. She is last couple of days, she's going to be a senior in high school, okay? She is at my farm yesterday, and she has her horse in the wash rack. And we just have, like, a concrete pad and, like, the things that hold the cross ties. But I've had a gopher plaguing me behind the wash rack. It's just popped up here and there, and I keep setting traps, and I can't get it. Well, she is standing there grooming her horse, and she turns around, and she sees him. His little butt's in the air, and he's digging a hole, digging right there. You know what? What would you have done in that situation? I would have probably screamed and hit it with a broom or something. What does she do? 17-year-old girl, horse chick, grabs the gopher by its tail, wrestles it out of, because then it's like really starting to go down, wrestles it out of the hole, holds it up, and it's like, what do I do with it now? Where it's like freaking out. You know, I would have thought it would have bitten my wrist or something. She is holding a gopher, a live gopher by the tail, walks over and puts it in a trash can, closes the lid of the trash can, and calls me. And I'm like, you did what? I mean, I'm in the house. So I walk outside. She lifts the trash can lid, and there is a freaking live gopher in my garbage can. And I'm like, what do we do now? And she's like, well, we could just let it die of heat exhaustion. I was like, I can't do that. I've killed 95 of these things, but it's always quick, and I can't let them suffer. So I said, here's what we're going to do. We have a dumpster out back. We're going to rehome the gopher, and we're not going to kill him. We're going to put him in the dumpster, and then he's going to get picked up and taken to the landfill where he will burrow away to his heart's content. We are now rehoming a gopher. We're in the rehoming gopher business, Glenn. I'm sorry. That's the coolest thing I've ever heard of a 17-year-old girl doing. Do you know anybody who would do something like that?
No, and I actually went on and looked at Sarah's picture, and she's like this gorgeous 17-year-old girl, and if you look at her picture of their, I assume that was her prom dress, of her standing there in a prom dress, you would never imagine that was a girl ripping gophers out of holes.
No!
Ever.
She's in her beautiful prom dress by a fountain, and the other, of course, her big picture is her and a horse. But yeah, she is amazing. She's amazing, and I'm pretty sure that her dad would be so proud. I mean, I know her dad would be so proud of her, but he would have been like, "Why didn't he kill it, Sarah? They're from Minnesota, and they just relocated down here about 2 years ago." And she's just too fun. She is too much fun, and the fact that this gorgeous, skinny, tiny little 17-year-old girl can wrestle a gopher out of a hole. I'm like, you're the coolest chick I know by far. So daily when he goes up to her, it's ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was a little concerned because what happens if it does bite you and it has rabies or something? You know, that was my first thought.
That would be your first thought and my first thought. Her first thought was, hey, there's a gopher. Let's get it. That's where
she's a lot braver than me. You know what? You probably did the right thing because it's going to go in the dumpster, and assuming that there's scraps of remnants of dinner and stuff in the dumpster, so it's probably just going to eat itself to death. So you'll be fine. One less
go. Either way. Yeah. Either way, it's not going to live here anymore.
Well, there wasn't a whole lot of news. We'll get to a little bit of news later on in the show. But there really wasn't a whole lot of news today in the horse world that I found interesting.
Couple.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to do it?
Sure. So just a little bit of a cry for help. Do we have, Glenn, you will know, any listeners that are based in Illinois?
Yes, we have quite a few, actually. Yep.
So there's this place in Illinois. It is called Barrington Hills. Barrington Hills, apparently it's a huge equestrian area. I guess what it says here is that they have a bunch of different barns, horse boarding facilities. It's quite possibly the largest in the Midwest. It's the largest facilities in Illinois. Think of like in your area, like the largest horse boarding facility. Well, they might get shut down. They might get shut down because there's a zoning code issue, and the zoning board is thinking about rezoning all of it, which would immediately shut everything down. So you can go to Save Horse Boarding in Barrington Hills on Facebook, and they've got a page up that's been up for like 2 days, and there's already like 1,000 likes. Excuse me. So I guess they give you some email addresses to send emails to, and the board meets next on June 16th. So they're trying to get as much information to those people as possible. But, I mean, this is the stuff that all of us, you know, have nightmares about, is all of a sudden we won't be able to have our horses where we have our horses because of the zoning and people, you know, there's no more green space. So make sure that if you live in this area or you just really want to get involved, Save Horse Boarding in Barrington Hills.
you know, we live in an equestrian community like you do, yet there's still people that move into this community. There's 400 homes, about 300 of them horses. And there's people that move into the community and then complain about the horses.
Right?
Why did you move here?
Isn't that crazy? Well, like my crazy next-door neighbors, they have, they don't like, they hate horses. And they told us so much, and they actually told one of our friends about talking about us that we hate those horse show people. Like, why do you live? You move next to a place with a giant lit arena, okay? Like, why would you move here? Because they have a cow, and they milk the cow and drink the milk straight from the cow. Gross. And they milk goats. So that's like that's what they choose to do with their land. But yeah, they hate horse people. We hate horse people. Why'd you move that in between some, idiot?
I know. And we got some, we have three sets of donkeys that are within probably two blocks of us. So, and the donkeys, anybody who's lived near donkeys knows how this goes. About twice a day, the donkeys decide to go into these braying fits. And, you know, it seems to be that there's a couple donkeys in each spot. I don't think you can own just one donkey. I don't think that's allowed. So there's a couple donkeys, and both donkeys will do it at the same time. And it is loud. So we get it from all three sides. We get the donkeys going at all times of the day from all three sides. I'm sure the neighbors that live right next door absolutely love those donkeys. They just must love them in the middle of the night when they're just braying. The decibel level of a donkey matches that of a rapper. It really does.
It's amazing.
It is very loud.
And when one set starts braying, the next set, and then the next set. So it's like almost like the Bermuda Triangle, that they're triangulating their brays. I'm pretty sure they're talking to aliens.
And, you know, I try and figure out if it's just a dinner time. There doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to the time of day that the donkeys go crazy. I don't know. And you have donkeys in your neighborhood, so you got the same thing, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I've got them. Like you said, I think they triangulate because there's three sets, and they talk to each other, even though they live at different places. I find it absolutely adorable. I think the hee-haw of a donkey it makes me smile, unlike probably you. But I love it. I love it. I'm like, here they go. Probably see a coyote. I always try to figure out what they're trying to say to each other. I've got another story, Glenn, that I found on, you know, that website Horse Talk. And the headline of this story reads, "One-third of British horse owners don't conduct egg count tests." So basically, one-third of British horse owners don't do, like, the poop test, the fecal egg counts, don't submit their poop to their veterinarian and get them checked. And what I read actually was, two-thirds of British horse owners actually do the fecal test. That's what I saw. I was like, two-thirds of those people are on board already? I wish we could get two-thirds of the U.S. on board with doing the fecal egg counts. I know we do it, most of our listeners do it, but I really think that most people don't. And to see, like, one-third don't do it, and they're coming down on them for that. All I saw was two-thirds do, and I think we need to get on board with that. Come on, people.
You do have some bizarre stories this morning, don't you?
Yeah, I'm done. That's it. I'm out.
Well,
list.
There was an interesting story, too, that I saw that was about Chrome's pony at Churchill Downs. I don't know if you saw that either, the pony that, you know, the little outrider that takes the horses around and everything. Well, his outriding pony had won $4 million racing. His name was Perfect Drift, and he had a career of $4.7 million before he was retired as an outrider pony, and he was the pony that ended up taking California Chrome around after winning at Churchill. So I just thought that was a neat story. He's at a Stonecrest farm in Kansas. And that's where a Perfect Drift was out of. And I just think it's neat. I always think it's neat, actually, that, one, you have a thoroughbred that raced and did so well, or not well even, end up as a pony horse at the track. And, two, that horse is quiet enough to do that. So there's two things,
right?
About having a thoroughbred doing that job.
Well, it's like Lava Man, who Lava Man went on to win millions and millions of dollars, you know, and now he's the pony horse at Santa Anita. And he is the pony horse for the new trainer is, I'm drawing a blank right now, but so that's what he does. That they actually put him on their Facebook page all the time. It's like, here's Lava Man getting a bath. Like, that was his job. They tried to rehome him, and he wanted to come back to the track. So that's what they did.
Wasn't Funny Side a pony horse for a while before he went to the Kentucky Horse Park?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, it's a great job for geldings.
Well, I mean, they get it. Yes, you know, they get all the excitement of the track and none of the pressure. So it works out really good for them. It works out really good. Hey, I got another question about California Chrome. If you were to picture him getting a sponsor, you know, somebody was going to be a major sponsor. I mean, you're going to see it on his blankets. You're going to see, it everywhere on logos and things like that. For California Chrome in the upcoming week, and congratulations to the owners for picking up a major sponsor, who would you think it would be? What company do you think would sponsor California Chrome?
Well, let's see. Mucho Macho Man got sponsored by 3M, the, like, tape company. California Chrome, I haven't seen this story, so some sort of California organization, I would think, like, maybe, like, even DreamWorks or something.
Yeah, you'd think something from California, right? Or a car company, maybe, California Chrome, you know, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Chrome
Bumper.
Pick up a car company. Yeah. Nope. Skechers, the footwear company, Skechers, is now the, I know, they are based in California, okay, so that kind of made sense, but the, they have become the sponsor for California Chrome. Skechers logo will appear on California's Chrome blanket, barn, and racing gear, and while the owners Perry Martin and Steve Coburn and trainer Art Sherman will wear team jackets, caps, and apparel from the athletic brand. Now, I didn't know they did horseshoes, but maybe they're getting into a new line. Maybe we're going to see Skecher horseshoes.
Well, didn't Skecher make those shoes where you walk and it works your butt?
That is correct. That's right. That's where they got their big name was from those. That's right.
So maybe that's what Art Sherman just needs to work his butt out a little bit more, Victor Espinoza does, and that's why they decided to get that. But, yeah, you, like, walk and it works your booty. You always see people that really need to work on their booty. It's like you need to do a little more than that. The walk shoes aren't going to cut it.
They said they started the athletic division at the Super Bowl commercial starring Mr. Quigley, a scrappy French bulldog that beat a pack of greyhounds at the racetrack. Kind of remember that commercial. And they say, similarly, our sponsorship of California Chrome also will bring global exposure to Skechers, and we're excited to partner with a champion thoroughbred racehorse, even though they don't make anything for horses. So I got to tell you, though, how much do you think they paid for that? A lot.
My gosh, a lot. Shape-ups, that's what they're called. Skechers shape-ups.
There you go. Yep, that's right. Yeah, I paid a lot for that.
If I see Art Sherman and some Skechers shape-ups or California Chrome walking around with some heels on, I'm going to seriously rethink this.
Well, yeah, I know you posted yesterday that you're something about abs and getting in shape again. I thought you joined the gym for that, by the way.
What did I post about being in shape? I forget.
You posted a picture, the chart of the 30-day ab workout or whatever.
I decided to do that. And I'll try to do that at the gym, I guess. I don't know. You know, going to the gym has become a lot harder than I thought, and I've been rethinking my membership. So we'll see.
How long did I give you? I gave you 2 weeks. Did you make it 2 weeks?
Well, I didn't go 2 weeks in a row. I've been three times. However, their babysitting hours don't really coincide with my workout hours, and that's the problem. Is they kind of have babysitters available for people that work out either in the morning or in the evening, not for those of us who would like to work out around noon. And so there's no babysitters then. I'm the one person, like, apparently in the gym who doesn't go at 5 a.m. or 5 p.m. I have to feed the horses.
Jennifer just posted, or just said that you posted that post about working out after the sake, and you had no knowledge of it this morning.
I think sake erased that right from my brain. I forgot I did that. Totally forgot I did that.
That's funny. Let's take a break for Kentucky Performance Products. And then, you know, we're actually going to come back with something interesting. We have a guest coming up from the Exceller Fund, and we're going to talk about some famous forelocks. Yep, the hair on the head, famous forelocks, coming up.
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
Have you heard of Saccharomyces boulardii? It's a yeast, a type of probiotic. Often referred to as S. boulardii, it benefits your horse's digestive tract in several different ways. One unique property of S. boulardii is that it supports the stimulation of something called brush broader membrane enzymes that are found in the intestinal lining. These enzymes help your horse digest starches and sugars in the small intestine. When the sugars and starches are more completely digested, fewer of them escape into the hindgut where they can ferment and cause imbalances that lead to colic, diarrhea, and laminitis. Saccharomyces boulardii is found in Nalox Advanced, made by Kentucky Performance Products. Nalox Advanced contains a blend of yeast, fermentation solubles, and stomach buffers. These ingredients work together to maintain your horse's digestive tract in peak condition. Nalox Advanced is recommended for horses of all ages and stages and is fed on a daily basis.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com.
And now it is time to talk to Leslie Hubbard of the Exceller Fund. And I'm a huge fan of the Exceller Fund, so much so that that is my husband and my donation at Christmas time usually goes to the, or it does go to the Exceller Fund. I think it's a great organization. They actually had something this year, the stay-at-home Christmas party, and basically you set money to not have to go to a Christmas party. And we were all about that. So let's say good morning to Leslie Hubbard. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning.
Good, well, I was just mentioning the Christmas party. Was that your brainchild?
It's always a group effort at the Exceller Fund. And the stay-at-home Christmas party is something that I think we've done it 3 years now. So it's something fun, silly, and people like to participate by not having to participate.
Yeah, I thought that's genius.
I love it.
And what I did, and you guys, if you want to do this too, you know, there's all those people that you have to buy a gift for at some point, you know, at Christmas time. And even our horse friends, you can't argue with making a donation in their name to a fund. And so I chose the Exceller Fund. Tell everybody what the Exceller Fund does.
The Exceller Fund is, equine, thoroughbred equine charity, and we help off-the-track racehorses. And it got started on behalf of the death of Exceller, who died in a slaughterhouse, a famous horse, and it really was a national and international news item. And a bunch of people got together, basically internet-based, and said, hey, let's chip in a few dollars every month and try to help as many of other horses as we can that might be a risk to help them. And that's how it started. So it's truly what we call sort of a blue-collar charity where, racing fans, people that just like horses, participate with a small donation, and then we try to help as many horses as possible. But we actually have 50 horses that we care for around the country, because when we take a horse, we make a lifetime commitment. So that means we have a lot of retirees, and, yes, we do some adoptions, but we take a horse whether he is going to be an adoption prospect or not, if he's in trouble. And we are focusing particularly on racing warriors. These are horses that have been on the track for years, and where their average horse has about 12 starts in his lifetime, a racing warrior has at least 50, and we have numerous racing warriors that we care for that have over 100 starts. And it's not that some of them don't go on to have other careers, but a lot of them just need to be retired. And the Acceler Fund focuses on those horses that sort of paid their dues. They're not famous, but they've sure done their job. And so that fits right in with our kind of our base as far as being, you know, a small blue-collar type organization. But we've been around now, for goodness, it started in 1997. So we've been around a long time. We are one of the accredited Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance organizations. Like I said, we right now have, we're caring for over 50 horses, and we do have, you know, we have some, a lot of geriatric horses in this, but again, we take a, when we take a horse forever, and if he's rehomed and adopted, that's fabulous, but if not, he stays with us, and we don't own facilities. We board our horses out at the appropriate place, should I say, in terms of their level of care and what they need, and I think we are, have horses at 16 different farms in 8 different states at the moment, and oversee their care. And like I said, we pride ourselves on the level of care that we give our horses in retirement, as far as not just being kicked out in the field. You know, we think they have a pretty cushy life. So, and that's, you know, we're able to offer that. So,
and they
definitely
deserve that. You know, I mean, in my world, you start that many times. So I want to highlight one of your horses that I followed, and we actually followed along on the show here, is a horse named Rich in Dallas.
Yeah.
And Glenn, Jennifer, do you guys, does that name ring a bell?
A little bit.
Maybe,
yes, it does.
Maybe,
yeah.
if I said Seabiscuit. So Rich in Dallas is the horse that played Seabiscuit in the movie, and he had 69 starts. 69 starts, $73,000 won. And Rich in Dallas was selected to go be a part of the Seabiscuit movie. And now tell everybody who fosters Dallas.
Well, Seabiscuit horse, Rich in Dallas, is now the star therapy horse at the Tulsa Boys Home. He had a stellar career after he was his movie career, and he went back to the racetrack. He was, I want to say, anonymously claimed to get him off the track, okay? And he did have a career of, you know, he went to all the equine affairs. He's been at the Kentucky Horse Park. Gosh, he's been in horse shows. He's really been there. He's done it all. And now he's, you know, in his late teens. And he is now the therapy horse at the Tulsa Boys Home, which is a state-of-the-art treatment center for troubled boys. And their therapy program that he's involved with, he's not a riding horse for them. It's an equine psycho therapy program. And he and three of our other horses, actually his pasture pal is with him, they are part of this therapy program. So he's still, quote, working, but he has you know, a wonderful life and lives at a fabulous place. And, of course, they're ecstatic to have him as far as part of their program. You know, so like I said, we have other horses there with that program. But it's truly kind of remarkable that he has gone from being such an inspiration, you know, in the movie to now he is an inspiration for these boys at the Tulsa
Boys. It's such a great story. Such a great story. If you guys want to follow along here and look at the horses that they do have, it's just accelerfund.org. You can find out the history of the Acceler Fund. It's they have a whole section kind of for Ferdinand, a loving memory of Ferdinand, who, of course, was had the same fate as Acceler, sadly. But you guys are actually doing something pretty amazing to fundraise. Tell us about the Famous Four Locks.
Well, Famous Four Locks came about actually through a horse rescue years ago where one of us received a gift of a beautiful necklace from an artist in Canada. And we decided that, you know, this would be a wonderful way if we could get horses, famous horses, to donate a little bit of their forelock hair and incorporate it into these beautiful handmade necklaces. And we call them Famous Forelocks, but they're for the not-so-famous. And so we've had we started on this. This has taken us a long time to get going and working on this and whatever. So, but we've been very well received. So a little tiny snippet of this hair is incorporated into a one-of-a-kind. The artist literally, you know, studies the background of the horse, selects whether it's crystals or natural stones for representative items in the horse's career, and she creates this beautiful one-of-a-kind necklace in, you know, honor of this horse. So we decided, let's make this a signature, sort of a perpetual fundraising thing where we, you know, maybe several times a year we'll sell a particular famous forelock, okay? So we launched this project with AP Indy, okay? And, you know, the necklace was sold on eBay. It comes with a certificate of authenticity that says, you know, we indeed, you know, I was there when the hair was cut, et cetera, et cetera. Comes in a beautiful presentation box. So we started with AP Indy. We obviously have other horses to follow. We've even done, Rich in Dallas has a necklace that's done. We have another necklace that was done with an Acceler Fund horse. It was one of Acceler's daughters who has since passed. We have a gorgeous necklace from Stormcat. We had his hair done before he passed. A horse like Tis Now. Curlin's on, you know, he's participating.
That's Jennifer's horse.
Yeah, so we have quite a list.
Hold on here a second. I have an anniversary coming up. Is this going to be for sale before July 16th? Because I could win a lot of brownie points here buying that for my wife. So
you'd get lots of brownie points. Yeah.
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 Yeah. You know, we just, like I said, have just started this, and I think we're looking at the fall to offer our next famous forelock.
Christmas one.
Chop. You need to get it done sooner than that. You need to get it done sooner.
That one's sold.
Yeah, many of the necklaces.
By the way, just to let everybody know, the AP Indy went for $710. So obviously I won't be the only one wanting this a necklace.
And again, it's just a way for people to, I mean, it is a one of a kind. It will become a collector's item for somebody.
Oh, you don't have to apologize. I think that's terrific. I think it's wonderful. And they're very good looking, by the way.
They're very tasty. The artist that makes them is very talented in terms of her artistic capability. And she herself has a very interesting career. She's in the film industry in Canada. She is a hair specialist with hand-tied wigs and working with hair, and she works on movie sets both in Canada and Hollywood, and she's been doing these for a long time. And she's a thoroughbred gal. She has a thoroughbred. She really puts her heart and soul into creating what she thinks fits the horse. And we're just tickled that she's willing to work with us and contribute with us on this as far as, for the fundraiser. So, you know, like I said, we're currently, like I said, we've got a nice list of horses that are participating, et cetera, et cetera. And we hope that, like I said, several times a year that it will become a standard thing. It's like, what's Acceler Fund offering this time? You know, whose necklace is it? And identity thing with a, you know, signature sort of fundraising type. And the people have been very receptive because we don't take this huge chunk out of the horse's forelock. It's a very tiny piece.
Leslie, if I can go ahead and make a special request, I think that a Zenyatta forelock is in my future. Let's make that happen.
We are... Currently, like I said, we have, making our requests, and we have a list of the ladies, the Zenyatta, Rachel Alexandra, some other, you know, famous fillies. They're on our list, and so, you know, we know that Zenyatta would be, I think she's so popular still, you know. But, you know,
and you know who else would be good is the horse that won the Triple Crown in 2014, California
Crown. Absolutely. I mean, and, you know, that has already come up on our radar and is already supposedly one of our people is already working on that.
Nice. Good.
We hope that that comes to fruition.
That would be
a fabulous piece, you know. But, again, it's a very simple way, too, for the people in the industry to support, let's face it, hey, give us a little piece of the horse's hair. It's great PR for them. It, like I said, it's a win-win for everybody on these things.
Yeah, it really is. So how can people – I know you were talking about you have your horses boarded. Do people like, so I have a racing warrior in my backyard. Is there
Wonderful.
A way I can go, hey, Exceller Fund, pay for my horse. Can I get involved that way? Or probably
No. I wish.
Darn it.
And one of the things, too, that we run across, because we have the word fund in our name, we get a lot of inquiries that says that we just fund things, that we don't really care for horses, that we just, you know, we're just a funding mechanism, but really we're an off the track thoroughbred care organization, you know.
Right.
So we are not, quote, a funding organization or grant organization. We're like all these other little organizations out there. We're paying the bills to keep these horses, you know, their feed, their vet bills, et cetera, you know. We are just one of the organizations that does provide lifetime care. And, you know, our, like I said, our retirees outnumber our adoptables.
Yeah.
So,
and
particularly
so
with the...
As far as the adoptables go, go to accelerfund.org, and are the adoptables under our horses? I don't see a section of, like, these are adoptable.
You know what? I don't know that on our website that they are divided up in terms of, and that is something, again, in terms of website organization that we'll look at, which ones are adoptable. Of course, they're all adoptable. I mean, if you want to take one home, they're all, you can take any of them home, you know. But let's face
right.
it, people want, you know, riding horses, performance horses, or whatever. So, you know, you probably have to go through and look and see suitable for this or suitable for that on each horse, you know. And like I said, website organization probably needs to be adoptables, pasture orders under those headings. But we do have, like I said, several horses for adoption that are actually in training, you know. So mm-hmm. we have a wonderful warrior named Looney Lionel who's, we think is going to make a wonderful riding horse, and he's back in Virginia, and he's actually, we partner with a lot of groups. We have him with the rerun people for retraining, okay? We
awesome.
Have a horse with the canter people in Kentucky for retraining, okay?
Yeah.
So we do work, you know, we work with the other groups in terms of, you know, hey, we've got a horse that needs to be adopted. Can you help us with the training on it, et cetera, et cetera. So
absolutely.
We network a lot with the other groups because, and in turn, like, we might have to take one, a horse that they take in, a racing warrior, that turns out hasn't been adoptable. And so,
right.
You know, we'll swap horses or whatever, you know. So we do a lot of networking with the other organizations, not just in placing horses, but even when we are trying to help a horse, say, get a horse off the track that is ready to come. We reach out, you know, who knows who, can we make this happen? It's, you know, you've got to work with everybody to facilitate sometimes these rescues.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, and I'm glad you guys do work together. I think it's fantastic because the end result, we're all trying to do the same thing, and that's save some horses. So I can't thank you enough for being on. I certainly hope that you will come back, Leslie, when we've got the next necklace up there. We can promote it for you and get you on the show and get everybody involved.
Wait a minute.
Unless it's one I want, then we're not going to talk about it at all.
Okay.
Then we're gonna quiet.
I'll just call you.
Yeah, just call me. I'll go on a bid nice and quietly. We won't let anybody else know, okay?
Okay.
How about the horse?
Lynn. It's all about the listeners. No, Lynn, seriously, please come back on. And anytime you guys have anything, because I'm a huge believer in your organization. I love what you guys do.
Thank you so much. And it's been thank you for the opportunity to talk about the Acceler Fund and the Famous Forelocks.
Absolutely. Thank you for being on with us, and we will talk to you again very soon, and make sure everybody I'm going to talk very heavily at Christmas time about your stay-at-home Christmas party, because nobody wants to go to another stupid party and get all dressed up. So just send $10, $15 to the Acceler Fund, and you don't have to go.
Perfect, perfect. And let's all root for that Triple Crown winner, maybe.
Yeah, it's happening, girl. It's this year. This is the year.
Yeah, let's hope that happens. Yeah. Well,
right,
thank
Leslie.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie.
Okay, bye-bye.
California Chrome, baby. Come on.
Coming on. Which one is Jennifer's favorite yet? Does she want the necklace? I forgot already.
Curling.
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 Thank you. Curling. I'm trying to remember when that comes up. I'll keep an eye on that. Yeah.
That's why she keeps picking Curling's offspring to win every one of the races so far, the Derby and the Preakness. She picked right on Curling to win, and... keep picking him for all I
See,
care.
I could someday have a Curlin son or daughter, because apparently they're really crappy racehorses. So someday I could have one.
That's true.
You could. And you could get yourself another chestnut, another red horse. They're all
That's
red.
Right. I need another one.
Well, let's take a break here and do our song for the day. We're coming back with Really Bad Ads is going to make an appearance today. Got lots of terrific ads submitted by our listeners. First, we're going to hear from Equestrian Collections, and then from Jared Rogerson with Riding the Wild Pony.
Hi, everybody. Coach Jen here from Horse Radio Network, and I am here with Debbie from Equestrian Collections, and she's got the Equestrian Collections product of the week. Take it away, Debbie.
Hi, Jen. I have found the perfect rubber boots.
Uh-oh.
We get so many orders and people looking for stylish rain boots, stylish riding-type boots in rubber, and these are it. It's the Equistar Paris rubber boots. These are tall boots. They're tall rubber boots, and we do have the size chart for the calf sizing on our site, which is pretty unusual for rubber boots. For some reason, vendors seem to think just medium works for everybody, but it doesn't. So now we have the size chart, so you can check your calf size. They come in colors. There's blue and purple and brown and black. And they have this strap around them, around the ankle part, so that you can take that strap off and you have a tall riding boot, a tall rubber riding boot. And if you put the strap on, you have a fashion boot. We have a lot of people who are looking for fashion boots, and particularly looking for rubber rain boots in the equestrian style that's very fashionable. These are perfect for that. And then you can just take that little strap off and you've got tall riding boots that you can wear at the barn and keep your feet dry. And do it in purple. They're fabulous, and there's plenty of them in stock. So take a quick look at these things, because I think you're going to want to order them immediately.
And I saw quite a few of these walking around at Rolex the other week, so they are the height of fashion. So go to equestriancollections.com, and right up there in the great big search bar on the home page, you can type in Equistar Paris, and they'll come right up. It's Equistar Paris, just like the town in France. Well, there you go. You heard it here first from EquestrianCollections.com. Thanks so much, Debbie. We'll see you next time.
This product highlight was produced by the Horse Radio Network. Listen to all of our shows at HorseRadioNetwork.com.
My Cadillac pack, she's loaded and riding wild ponies and chasing pretty girls. Shooting for the title, the champion of the world. We'll just show up, take the money and run. Even if I don't win, well, I'll still have fun. Just riding wild ponies and chasing pretty girls. Driving all around the world. Granddaddy said I need to find a girl and settle down. It's a secret to a happy life. Now I'm feeling pretty good. Man, he must have been right. I just found my one and only for the night. Well, Bucky's on the phone and darling's steady home. Me, I just travel wherever I may roam. I just show up, take the money and run. Sometimes I don't win, but I still have fun. Just riding wild ponies and chasing pretty girls. Driving all around the world. Driving all around the world. We'll be driving all around the world. Another half a million miles around the world.
Well, that was Jared Rogerson and Riding Wild Ponies. You can find all of his music at jaredrogerson.com or on iTunes. Just search for Jared Rogerson. You can also find his schedule of personal performances. He does a lot of them up in the upper Midwest. That's mostly where he goes, so you can take a look for him there. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings and Coach Jen in the producer chair, the one who books all the terrific guests that we get on the show, and we thank her for that. This show is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific supplements at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com. Well, I have a couple of fun announcements here. Jamie doesn't even know these yet, so this is news to her. But you know how we do Tuesdays and Thursdays. We have special co-hosts that show up, and we do special segments every single month with them. Well, the first Thursday of every month, next week we'll be starting this, we would like to welcome back Tammy Sarantz to the Horse Radio Network. She was the host of the Western Radio Show while that was happening, and she'll be coming back once a month for Road to the Horse. So Road to the Horse is sponsoring our first Thursday of every month. We'll have some terrific guests. We'll be talking about natural horse training and talking to a whole bunch of cool people. And Tammy's going to be co-hosting that with me the first Thursday of every month. So we're excited about that. And also, coming up starting next Friday, Woodbine Racetrack out of Canada. The Canadian racing people are getting serious about letting the world know that they actually do some racing up there in Canada. And Woodbine is a very big track up there, does standardbred racing and also does flat racing up at Woodbine. And they're starting a series with us next week called Behind the Scenes at a Racetrack. And we're going to be interviewing over the next couple of months people that work behind the scenes, like the starter at the gate, one of those crazy people who gets in with the horses at the gate, the cook in the restaurant, the announcer. You know, we're going to take a look behind the scenes at a racetrack. So we're going to be talking to the people who work behind the scenes over the next couple of months to see, you know, how it all works and what happens in the part we don't see on TV. So I think that should be a lot of fun, and the Woodbine folks were gracious enough to make that all happen. So thank you to them, and we'll be starting that next Friday.
I love it.
So you hadn't even heard about that one yet.
No, I'm excited. That's great. I mean, I always have questions about stuff like that. I'm like, how does one get started as holding a horse in the starting gate? How does one start that job?
And how many broken bones do those guys that are in the gate with the crazy thoroughbreds actually have a year? You know, and do they have health insurance? Those are questions I have because they're just nuts. We got the important questions here at Horses in the Morning. That's what we ask, the important stuff. Well, speaking of important, it's our most important time of the week. You want to start this, Jamie? You want to get it going? Shall we?
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuasion.
I can hear you.
Jennifer, we give a prize out every week to the listener who submits the best of really bad ad from Craigslist or wherever that we read and make a little fun of. And we give a prize out. What's this week's prize?
This week's prize, a 64-ounce bottle of Soar No More Performance liniment valued at over $50. The original Soar No More liniment became famous for its natural herbal arnica-based cooling formula. Soar No More Performance liniment, think of it as Gen 2, maintains the same arnica-based and capsaicin-free formula as the original, but removes the lobelia to meet FEI regulatory requirements. Soar No More Performance liniment is the only liniment that is not only safe for FEI competitors, but it is safe for use with laser, magnetic, and ceramic fiber therapy, as well as safe for sensitive skin. As with the original Soar No More Performance liniment will never burn or cause that icky tingling sensation that sensitive skin horses hate so much.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. We appreciate that, and thanks to Soar No More for donating that. Well, now coming up, we have our really bad ads. Remember, the names that we tell you are the people who submitted the ads to us, our terrific listeners, not the people who wrote them. So here we go. Really bad ads. We've got a couple short ones to start with, and there's also seems to be a theme through today. See if you can figure out what that is. We always seem to have a theme, and it's unintentional.
It's always a theme.
And Jennifer doesn't plan it that way. It's just the way it happens. Nikki Rotino, that's a new name. Thank you, Nikki. And we can tell what discipline she rides because her email address is Dressage Princess. So I have no idea what discipline she does. Thank you, Nikki, for listening. Horse for sale or trade, 400 or best offer. This is the whole ad. She is a small horse, period. She is good with kids, period. My son rode the horse, but Dad says it's got to go so he can focus his time on his stud.
That's too much information.
Let's let that one sink in. Because that's what every dad wants to do. I read that three times, and I went, wow, it does say that.
My son rode the horse, but Dad says it's got to go so he can focus his time on his stud. James, send in the next one.
That's not what I call it, but go ahead.
Yeah. Real horseshoe. I was trying to move past that, Jennifer. Don't linger. Real horseshoes, $150. That's pricey. 276 real horseshoes and an aluminum. Hold on.
Baby boy wants to play.
Baby meltdown. Come on, Daddy. Get on top of it. All right. 276 real horseshoes in an aluminum box, not the fake ones like at craft stores. $150. Real horseshoes. Not fake horseshoes. I didn't know that they sell fake.
And did you know that if you don't put real horseshoes in an aluminum box, they'll escape? They need an aluminum. Apparently. Seems to be important in the ad. Aluminum box. Jody, send the next one in. Free Horse and Charlotte.
These are all short.
Yep, all short. 9-year-old gelding, period. 14 hand, very skinny, comma, needs lots of groceries, period. Was once broke to ride, period. Time to thin the herd. Sounds to me like you already did. You didn't
right?
see this one.
Somebody needs to go to Charlotte and pick this horse up because and call the sheriff's department on this lady because apparently 9-year-old gelding, very skinny, time to thin the herd. Again, it sounds like she already has, like you said. Oh, that sounds terrible. Beth is sending the next
what?
One. Miniature
Let me just
horse.
Add, why would you put that in your own ad? Why would you do that?
That's a really bad ad. That's a bad ad. Beth, send in the next one. Miniature horse, $500 in Lufkin, Texas. I have up for barter my 2.5-year-old miniature horse. It's a female. It's not tame. Still very wild, healthy, pretty horse. That's all one sentence. I have up for barter my 2.5-year-old miniature horse. It is a female. It is not tame. It is still wild. It is a pretty horse. Dot, dot, dot. Of willing to sell or barter for man stuff or something my kids can enjoy, ATVs, go-karts, etc., or a flux core welder tools, etc., or anything interesting, make an offer. Basically, this is my ex-wife's horse. Get it the hell off my property. I want anything else but this horse. Am I getting that right?
I can honestly say, I'm sorry, all of that, I never heard it because I didn't get past man stuff. That's the first time we've ever seen somebody wanting to barter for man stuff. And
bartering a miniature horse. Like, that's not very manly. Sorry.
And I got to tell you, you're not going to get an ATV or a go-kart for a miniature horse. It ain't going to happen.
No, not going to happen.
Uta sent the following one in. Wanted old, riddable, dead broke horse, $1, Springfield.
Oh, God.
Looking for a riddable horse. Gated would be okay. Could be 10 Walker or Pasifino. To trade for silver, white, green, broke filly. She is not broke. Now, let me read those two parts together again. To trade for silver, white, green, broke filly. She is not broke. Either she's green broke or she's not broke. It's not both. My husband wants to ride again and needs something very, very broke and something that will stand still while getting on and off and does not bite or buck or read. That's right. It says does not bite, buck, or read. R-E-A-D. You know, you're probably pretty safe putting that in the ad because I haven't met a horse yet. It's probably pretty safe.
This is just falls in the category of I want to sell my totally awesome broke horse for something absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
Well, it goes on. That's not all. He likes gray, but as you can see, that did not work out the last time. Looks are not everything. No mares, as we don't want to put up with the cranky mare attitude. Actually, she said attitude. Stallion or gelding is preferred. Also, will sell outright if you want to take on this project. She is not really good about her feet. Thank you.
No kidding. No kidding.
What? That's a bad ad.
That's a bad ad. Cracky mare attitude. That's bad. Ellen sent in the next one, and God bless her. I don't know how these people do it, but this is a $400 horse trailer. Horse trailer for sale, as is. Where is? You must come take it. $400 or best offer needs to go. This is on a lot that I recently bought. I know very little of its history, so you'll need to look it over and let me know what it's worth to you. I'll tell you what it's worth to me, and I'm going to tell you about its history. Somebody parked it there in 1964 and left it. I don't even know if I've ever seen a front window like this on a horse trailer. It's a big square window.
It's like a house window.
And it, It's like Venetian blinds, but they're all the glass panes. And they look, I don't get it. I don't get it. And there's not another window in the whole death trap. So good luck. Good luck.
Yeah, and I don't know if you noticed, but if you look around the bottom edge where the floor connects to the upper part of the trailer, it's completely rusted out. So
yeah.
Chances are very good when you pull it out of the driveway, the whole top's just going to fall off. That's pretty much what's going to happen. Yes.
This is more like I will pay somebody $400 to come and take this piece of junk off my property I just bought. Good luck.
Robin, there's a reason that the people who sold him the property did not take the trailer.
Exactly.
Robin sent this one in. Robin Kane, thank you so much. Tall Tennessee walking horse gelding, $500 in Kelseysville. Big Leroy Brown is seeking new permanent owners.
Oh, boy.
M. Broken Friendly needs weight, but spring is here. Loads, ties, and trailers. Needs a tune-up on manners.
Oh, God.
Needs weight. It is skinny as a rail, but, Jamie, it's okay because spring is here. And we all know horses get fat whether they have something to eat or not in the spring, right? Isn't that what happens?
It seems like the theme is skinny horses that have been untouched for a very long time.
Well, yes.
I'm catching on. Oh, Lindsay, and the price is right on most of these because Lindsay sent in the next one, and it's free. Free horse. Good walk, trot, canter, broke gelding. Must stay within an hour's drive of Indianapolis. Call and contact for details. Okay, so I'm going to give you this horse, but you're not allowed to actually have it. It's free, and you can have it, but you can't take it anywhere because I'm going to check on you every single day. I'm going to come to your house. Basically, I want somebody to take my horse and pay for it, but it can't really be yours.
That's right, because I'm going to visit it every day. Run, people, run. Do not call please. Found. This is sent in by Andrea McCullough. Sent this one in. Found two little pigs in Maylene. It's got to be in the South. You should really read this ad because it's got to be in the South. Two little pigs who I believe are potbelly pigs have wandered into our pasture. If you have lost two little pigs, please contact me via email and collect your little wayward pigs. And if anybody else would like two little pigs, please contact me, and you can come collect them. My horses are blowing the house down, terrified of these little porcelain foundlings. Maybe the wolf was right.
Maybe the wolf was right. That is hilarious.
It's got to be about 2 pounds, right?
There's a place called in California called the Gentle Barn. And if you guys don't follow them on Facebook, follow them on Facebook, the Gentle Barn. And what they specialize in is taking care of farm animals. And they post like every day one of their animals that, and there's always a story that goes along with it. And one time, just about a week ago, they posted a picture of a pig who escaped the truck as it was driving the place, to the slaughterhouse. And this pig escaped and was loose on the road, and it ended up in the Gentle Barn. And I really think that if Maylene is in California, these two little pigs have escaped the truck, and they need to go to the Gentle Barn and live out their life. Please don't give them away. Take them to the Gentle Barn.
God, that sounds like a story you would have seen in Chicken Run, the movie Chicken Run.
Right?
Yes.
They have chickens there, too, that have escaped trucks. It's an awesome place. This place is awesome. We need to actually talk to them, put them on your list, Jennifer. But, oh, my gosh, it's so sweet. And then I think that these two little pigs, they ran away. I think they're lucky, right?
I see a sequel in the making. Pig Run. I see a sequel in the making.
Run, pig. Run. Andrea sent in the next one, too. Horse for sale, $800. Oh, God, it's all one sentence, this entire thing. Walking horse mare, 8 years old, has been rode. Some on trails rode her at East Fork in fall, would make good trail or show. Came out of Handshaker and JFK bloodline. Will consider trade for horse not as tall with good gait or take part hay on trade. That sounds, and I know where East Fork is, and that's in Tennessee. It's a place you can trail in Tennessee. So let me reread this. Walking horse mare, 8 years old, done been rode some on trails. Her at East Fork in fall would make great trail horse or show. Came out of Handshaker and JFK bloodlines. Would consider trade for not as tall with good gait. Take hay part on trade. How's that? Is that better?
That was much better.
Oh, gosh.
I knew JFK got around, but I never knew he was in the horse world.
Man, JFK bloodlines. Got the bloodlines. Braden, this is our final one. Quarter horse mare, registered for sale, dash for cash, bloodlines, $4,900 in Umatilla. Where's Umatilla?
No idea.
I never heard of it. Quarter horse registered for sale. She is 4 years old and broke.
Florida, by the way.
Okay, makes sense. 15.1 hands and 4 years old, so she'll grow a bit more. $4,900. She is a four-year-old. Price will go up as training advances. Kid-friendly and just 4 years old. How old is this horse? Dash for cash, bloodlines. 4 years old. I made that one last enough. So in every line, she's 4 years old.
That must be the prime age for selling Dash for Cash babies. 4 years old. Must be very important.
4 years old. Oh, who's going to get the prize today? There's a lot of good ones.
You know, I have a vote. Normally I just say to you and Jennifer, you know, just pick, but it is Soar No More Performance Liniment. So I think that we have to give it to Nikki Rotino, who had the first ad of the day with the guy who likes to focus on his stud, because who needs more liniment than that guy?
I understand what you're thinking of, but he doesn't get the liniment. I liked Andrea's Two Little Pigs story.
Yeah, that was good, though, too.
You got the pigs. Jennifer, you get to tiebreak right here.
Tiebreaker? Oh, man, that's tough. I'm going to have to go with Nikki. I'm sorry.
I tried, Andrea.
As
I'm
I am.
So sorry.
Now you know why we're husband and wife.
Sorry. I had to go with Nikki.
That's your winner right there, then. Congratulations.
Oh, look.
Lucas is
somebody
celebrating.
Or he's arguing. Maybe he's on your side. He's like,
no, he's on my side.
I want Andrea.
Andrea! Andrea! If he says Andrea, I swear to God, I'm going to lose my mind because I still can't get a mama.
Oh, he's a year old. He still doesn't say, Mama, what are you even torturing this child or what?
I got to tell you, you know what he did the other day? He says now the dog's name, Zen. He says kitty, kitty. He says dada a bazillion times. And you know what he did the other day? And I was really proud, but still I would like a mama. Is he pointed and he goes, hearse. And I'm like, he said horse. He said horse. He pointed at horse and said, hearse. Hearse.
I thought a hearse drove by, and I was like, he knows hearse before he knows mama?
No, that's just his cute little one-year-old way of saying horse. He said mama, probably a couple days ago. He said it 10,000 times and hasn't said it once since. So, I don't know. I don't know what that means.
I don't either, but let's call it a week. It's been a week.
Yes.
And you know what? We don't get paid $47 million a year, so we can cut out 5 minutes early.
Judge Judy makes $47 million a year? She's the highest paid television person in history, and you're a fighter pilot, and we just don't see nothing. You're so much smarter than her. You should be making
And a lot less grumpy.
And a lot less grumpy. Maybe if we were a little saltier. We're a little more angry. All right. Lucas is now officially playing with my computer mouse. I'm probably going to disconnect here in a second. So,
all right, everybody. We'll see you back Monday morning. Take care.
Go do something fun. Spay, neuter, geld.
Wear your helmet, teammates.